Welcome to the podcast of Sita Life. Hi, I'm Chris Franz. Would you please share this podcast with a friend and just bless them today? You know, years ago, there was a song that said, nobody wants to play lead guitar behind Jesus. Everybody wants to be the lead singer in the band. And you know, it seems like today, everybody wants to center stage. You see it in the ministry. Most young Bible school students that are coming up into the ministry are very ambitious for positions, for knowledge, for great success. And a lot of that is good. But, you know, if you look at the life of David, David was out in the fields taking care of the sheep. I can imagine the hot midday sun shining mercilessly in the Middle Eastern countryside and the young shepherd sitting underneath a tree, you know, with a sling in his hand and just working tirelessly, getting that perfect shot so that he could hit the bullseye every time. And then when he was done with that, he would pull out his harp and began to play and practice for hours, making himself a master of the harp. In fact, such a master that he was known throughout the kingdom of Israel. He got renowned. He was pulled into the king's palace to play for the king. But you know, while he was out there tending the sheep, nobody was praising him. You know, the sheep couldn't say, wow, what a great song you played there, David. He was alone. Nobody to give him feedback. He was alone working on himself. And you know, I can imagine that many of those experiences, even the psalms that he wrote, were written while David was still a no-name. Like, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. I mean, these are experiences that he, as a shepherd, was taking care of his sheep. He said, man, just how I take care of these sheep, that's how the Lord is to me. Lord, you are my shepherd. And you know, these psalms were most of them were written when he was a no-name. Nobody cared about him. Nobody knew about him. And he was not of noble birth. He was just a normal guy taking care of the sheep. And in fact, nobody really knew about him. In fact, even his own family didn't see much potential in David. They probably didn't know anything that was going on in his life. When Samuel came to anoint the next king, God had told him, go to the house of Jesse. One of his sons is going to be the next king, and I want you to go and anoint him. And Jesse called in all his sons, but completely forgot about David. You see, even his own father did not see the potential in David. David was out taking care of the sheep, and Samuel, was praying and God saying, God, is it this guy? Is it this? And God said, no, no, no. And finally, you know, are these all your sons? He said, oh man, I totally forgot David. He's out in the field. Somebody go get. So they went and got David. And as this young man came in, Samuel said, this is the guy. Anoint him. And he pulled out the oil and anointed his head with oil. And you know, too many people only live to stand in the limelight. When they know people are watching, that's when they will try to deliver the best that they have. But when things are quiet and nobody can see what they're doing, they don't give it much effort at all. You know, they work very hard to get the attention of influential people. David was not trying to meet Samuel at every conference in Israel. He was not going to every place where Samuel was to try to get Samuel's attention so that Samuel would finally realize who he is. You know, he was a young man No, not of noble birth, just a normal guy, just working hard on himself in the presence of God, striving to be a man of God, striving to be the best shot, striving to be the best instrumentalist. He was just working on himself so that he could be the best that he could be for his God. And God took the no name of no noble birth and made him the king of Israel. In fact, God established a dynasty through David, a dynasty from whom even the Messiah, Jesus Christ, came. It was phenomenal what God did because a young man was willing to be in the background and just please his God when nobody was watching. You know, are you building your life in the secret place? Or are you doing it to be recognized by men? Are you doing it so that they will see what a great man of God you are? Or are you doing it just to be noticed by your God? The greatest among you will be your servant. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Matthew 23:12. God bless you. Be a person that is real before God and build your life in the secret place. God bless you. If this has blessed you, please share it with a friend.